Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, we were looking at three verses of Scripture found in the book of Isaiah. If you heard yesterday's broadcast, but in case you didn't, let me just share it with you. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourself for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. Praise God. What we see here is the call of God to His people. And because human nature hasn't changed, as we read all the exploits and all the events and the history of God's people, under the old covenant, we can see that they were our schoolmaster, as Paul says. They taught us about human nature, about the ways of God, and were examples for us that as we read and listened and heard and obeyed God, that we wouldn't have the same pitfalls, we wouldn't do the same thing. But whether or not we hear depends on our ability to hear. So God is calling for those who have ears to hear. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And they were called to do three things. First of all, to awake and to shake off the dust from them and to sit down and to loose herself, if you will, the captive daughter of Zion, from the bands of thy neck. And that indicates that there were things that she had allowed to make her captive that were not God's doing, that she allowed them. And so Zion was called on to put on strength. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. And without His strength, without His covering, we're very weak. But He also said something very low. He said, Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. He is indicating that we have beautiful garments, and those beautiful garments are referred to in various places in Scripture as the garment of salvation, the garment of praise, those garments of glory, of beauty, and of power, and of holiness. And why should we do that? Why beautiful garments? Well, beloved, because it's so much closer today than the day those words were uttered, because the bridegroom is close at hand. And there's a marriage day and a marriage feast, a wedding feast that is drawing near. And so today God is calling with a greater urgency because the time is short. We are in the end times before the return of the Lord. And the church must put on her beautiful garments, her wedding garments, so that the world may see Christ in her, the hope of glory. Christ Church is not a man-made or ritualistic religious organization. It's not a compromising collection of people who have agreed on an agenda, but it is in fact God's spiritual body, which still remains in the earth today. This body of Christ, those who have accepted Jesus, who have a personal and living and vital relationship with the Lord, are still alive and they're operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. And just as Jesus, when He was here, when he walked the shores of Galilee, what did he do? He healed the sick. He delivered the afflicted. When he actually walked this earth personally, in his flesh body, if you will. But he has assigned his disciples, those who were with him at the time that he preached the good news, but all those who would believe on him, that would preach in his name, those that all of us down through the centuries that we have, who are part of this spiritual body, basically should be doing the same work that he did. And that is why in every generation, God gives a call, a clarion call to Zion, to those who have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, what the church, the body of Christ, is to do today. We're to get up out of the dust of sin and unbelief and simply do the works that God has called us to do. But what do we need? Obviously, we have to put on those beautiful garments, and then we have to put on the strength that God has given to us. We can't do those works without both of those items, both of those abilities that are represented in a spiritual sense by the garments and by the strength. 2 Corinthians 1:21 and 22 states, "Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us," praise God, that's divine covering and protection, "and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts." So what has he done? First of all, he's established us, so we can't be moved. We're built on that foundation of Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages. He's anointed us. That's what he said. He hath anointed us. God has done that. Who hath also, as he's done that, he's sealed us unto the day of our final and complete redemption when we're with the Lord. And he's given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. What does that mean? Well, it means that he's given us the assurance. We have that peace, that knowledge that God is with us. When we've accepted Jesus, the Spirit of God comes to dwell in our hearts. It's such a beautiful picture of his promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Let me read a few verses found in Isaiah 35, and I'm going to start reading at verse 4. Through the end of the chapter, verse 10. And perhaps these words might speak to some of us today. "Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you." Of course, vengeance are for the enemies of God and the enemies of God's people. Verse 5 says, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped." They'll be opened, and he that has ears to hear, God's going to open the ears of those who have been deaf, who've been deaf to the gospel, deaf to the word of God, and God will do this miracle of opening their ears. I remember years ago, I had not confessed Jesus. I was in a home meeting, and I was somewhat drawn by the message of Christianity. I was somewhat careful, if you will, and reluctant. But I remember sitting there cross-legged on the floor, and this brother from Los Angeles was preaching, and all of a sudden I thought, you know, this is not for me. And I know I came with a couple of friends. They weren't by me. I know they were praying, and all of a sudden this brother turned to me and he said, "God's dealing with you, young lady." I must have been about 29 then. And I said, "Yes, I know." And he prayed for me. I don't even remember what he prayed. It wasn't the prayer of salvation, but that was the beginning of my walk with God. And I prayed, the first prayer I ever prayed, I said, "God, if you're real, make yourself real to me." Well, that was a prayer he loved to answer. So God is calling those who will respond to his Spirit. Let me continue reading. "Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. and a highway shall be there. This is so beautiful, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, they shall not err therein. We can't make a mistake, beloved. No ravenous beast shall go up there, it shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. What a beautiful picture of our future is. But we can experience that fellowship now. The anointing which we have received, John says, abides in you. It remains with us. That's 1 John 2:27. And also, Isaiah says a little earlier in his book, he said, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. His anointing is that supernatural energizing force that enables you to overcome every work of Satan and of the flesh, every work that the enemy could bring, and will make your life forcible and effective as well as productive for Christ. David said, my horn, that my strength, if you will, shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And with that, I'll bring this message, this broadcast, to a close. Father, in the closing moments, Lord, you see the heart condition, the physical condition, emotional condition of every listener. Lord, I'm asking for that anointing with fresh oil. Lord, as that precious oil ran down the head of Aaron all the way down to the skirts of his garment, so I ask, Lord, that your anointing would cover your people right now. Those who are hungry, those who are wanting to walk with you, hear your voice, do the works you've called us to do. Lord, grant it, and let your anointing be upon them in a double portion measure for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, I love you. Thank you for joining me, and we'll see what the Lord has for us next time. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.